the Let's Go to the Movie this week is a movie that was made for HBO. It's called Conspiracy. And it's a film that dramatizes a 1942 conference by the Nazis. And it talks, the whole movie is on the details of how they can accelerate the shipment of the Jews into slave labor camps and to genocide them. And the amazing thing about this movie, it's the kind of movie nobody would ever want to see on a Friday or Saturday night, but the amazing thing about this movie is it gets into the need, if you're going to implement something this evil, the need to layer it up with complex process and procedures. And one of my theories is that that a lot was learned from the Nazi experience that was then used to create the drugs and the war on drugs, which would basically give you the ability to do exactly what the Nazis did in terms of slave labor, but do it on a for-profit basis. So whereas the sort of Nazi Holocaust was a very expensive thing to do, doing the same thing with the war on drugs and the narcotics trafficking is a very profitable way to essentially accomplish the same thing. But anyway, I wanted to bring that to your attention because one of the greatest frustrations I have sometimes is with the denial on this topic. And the fascinating thing for me, Franklin, was watching this entertainment executive story bounce around and people coming back and saying, you know, we have a real incentive problem. We've engineered an economy where people are making money on the failure of other humans. And I think this is very important because if you're going to talk about the old models failing, which I believe it is, and you believe it is, the most important thing to me in a new model is, what are the incentives? Are the incentives we make money on helping each other succeed, or are the incentives we make money helping each other fail? And I think it's extremely important to think about that because each one of us, you know, my great theory that the way we're going to create the new financial system is one person and one family at a time. Each one of us needs to look at our own lives and say, am I making money on helping other people succeed, or am I making money from helping other people fail?
Well, you know, just as a footnote to what you're saying, the entire prison system, the so-called justice system, is an enormous industry. And it's not just companies like Unicor or Corrections Corporation of America who runs private prisons, but it's the companies that furnish probation services. And if you look at the system, and people who are criminal lawyers will agree with me that the system is designed to make people fail. It makes more money when people fail. And by the time they get through with that, they're hopeless.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is not some theoretical thing with me. You know and I know that I deal with prison inmates every week,
right,
or at least every other week, very closely and intensely. And so I know something about what they go through. They get them on probation. They jerk their chain for 6, 8, 10 years. They get them back. They revoke their probation. They go back in. And there's an enormous industry that includes prisons, prison guards, lawyers, probation officers, courts, all the employees of the courts, and it's this gigantic industry that's built on making sure that people fail and stay failed.
Right. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is it depends on a sea of government money. In 1996, if you took all federal, state, and local prisons and prisoners and added up total expenses, including capital expenses, and divided by the number of prisons, you know how much it costs per prisoner per year, according to the General Accounting Office?
No.
$154,500.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we could buy them off cheaper than that.
Right.
Why don't we give them all $150,000 and say, go out there and be good?
Right. So if you look at, you know, at the time that they did that statistics, the average American, you know, somebody making $35,000 a year and paying taxes spent their entire life paying taxes that were insufficient to pay for one prisoner for 1 year.
Right.
So this model is financed by debasing the currency.
Right.
It depends on a sea of government money. And I think one of the reasons that entertainment executive email, whether it was true or disinformation, got so much interest going is people are beginning to realize, as they look around at the government budgets and people saying there's no money, they're saying, why are we spending billions and billions of dollars in this state to house people in prisons, you know, who are guilty of nonviolent crimes, who could be out doing something productive? So, and that's a very good question.
Well,
okay.
By the way, one of the points is to keep, is to take them out of the labor force.
Right.
Right.
Right. And yeah, and to provide them for corporations for cheap.
Right.
One of the reasons I'd recommend you take a look at the conspiracy movie is, you know, sometimes when I try and explain to people the extent to which certain things are engineered proactively, it's hard to believe for most decent people that a group of people could sit around and plan these things out, but it's a perfect example of the fact that it does happen. Okay, next trend, new technology. The reports of new technology. I've done a pretty faithful job of putting up some of the new videos and some of the stories about technology. We have a science and technology section. Some of the new reports are just dazzling. There's, as I said before, there's a split in the economy. We have a new economy being born and an old one dying. The creative destruction is shocking. And part of the problem is the old economy, the leadership keeps running into Washington begging Congress to pass more laws to protect their cash flows. I've talked a lot about the Hollywood trying to stop the Internet from the creative destruction of Hollywood's business. But expect that to accelerate. And it's very important when you do look at the stock market and the economy to realize that there's not one economy. You really have a bifurcation. Very quickly, I continue to watch, and I think the first quarter was very important. The hit on the Swiss continues with the Department of Justice proceeding criminally against the Zurich Canton Bank, which is, that's a big gulp. Another article up this week about foreign accounts, and I think the fight over controlling foreign accounts and the fight by the Americans to maintain their leadership with the British of 50% of the financial transactions is what that is all about. And again, I expect that to get more fractious after the election. Finally, I wanted to talk about something I want to call protecting the third rail. If you look at a transit system, there are two tracks that the wheels of the trolley or the subway car run on. And then there's a third rail where the energy, the electricity runs, and the train gets its juice from the third rail. What we're watching in society is and this was, you could really see this in the first quarter of 2012. It got very intense. What you see is there's an unwritten rule that says you're not allowed to touch the third rail. Now, if you do touch the third rail, then you get slurred by some word that says that you are not safe to associate with, or you're an unacceptable person. So the slur is socialist. The slur is communist. The slur is capitalist. The slur is terrorist. The slur is conspiracy theorist. We've seen a big investment over the last 4 months in targeting people as conspiracy theorists. It's come up a lot in the debates around the documentary Thrive. But conspiracy theorist is really a euphemism for somebody who dares to touch the third rail. Now, let me tell you why this is important. In a court of law, it's essential that you're innocent until proven guilty. But in the world of managing your family and your personal risk, you need to assume that people are guilty until proven innocent. So if you look at what's going on in this world, there are millions and millions of conspiracies. As you know, I keep trying to encourage you to start your own. Be very wary of people who try and stop you from accessing the information. You need to protect yourself by using any of these slurs. You need to understand where the third rail is. You need to understand who's manipulating the third world and you need the third rail, and you need to not fall into the trap of believing any of these slurs. I didn't know if you wanted to comment on that, Franklin, but
well, I think what the Thrive people ran into was that they were not dealing in the standard left-right dichotomy that's used to mislead people from looking at the important things, And that's touching the third rail. Whenever you step outside that whole outline that you're supposed to look at the world in, then you're touching the third rail.
Right. When you invite people on the right and left to integrate into something that can really break through.
Yes.
That's when you take the strongest.
Right.
That's when you really get socked in the jaw.
Yeah.
A couple of other things I mentioned. The violence of the food wars got even tougher during the first quarter. We're just seeing unbelievable efforts at the federal and state level to control the food supply. It's very, very important to not let that scare you off from making sure that you find ways locally of providing a fresh food supply for you, hopefully independent of the grocery stores and the corporate chain. It's ever more important. Finally, the search for new models. I keep saying it, I'll say it again. Keep asking yourself, is it decentralizing and is it wealth building? Because it needs to be both. When I was over in Portugal, everybody kept asking me for a picture of the new model. I said, models, plural. We need thousands and thousands of new models. Okay, well, that's it for the wrap-up. Anything I forgot, Franklin?
Nope. I think you covered it all.
Okay. Well, we're going to be very interested to see what happens in precious metals over the next month. I predict whatever happens, it's going to be wild. So.
Well, hang on.
I know. Let's buckle our seatbelts, shall we?